This podcast is brought to you by the World Apostolate to Fatima USA, a public association of the faithful devoted to spreading the authentic message of Fatima. We now invite you to listen to a talk delivered by Father Luke Mary Fletcher, a priest of the community of Franciscan Friars of the Renewal.
Welcome, everybody. Let's begin with a word of prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord God, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for this beautiful place. We thank you for this beautiful feast day. We ask for your blessing, your grace to come upon us as a spring rain. Water our souls. Fill us with your love. We ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Dearest Mother Mary, all you visionary saints, Lucia, Francisco, Jacinta, Bernadette, Juan Diego, pray for us as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Art thou among women, is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and at the hour of our death, amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Good afternoon. I am freezing. So I want to say hello to all of you who are watching us on the internet, warm and dry in your homes. Hello, everybody. It's wonderful to be alive, isn't it? And I have to begin by saying, first of all, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here. Can we have the mothers please stand? Spiritual mothers and physical mothers. Happy Mother's Day. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. And most of all, we are here today to give thanks to God and to say Happy Mother's Day to our Mother Mary. Huh? Our dearest Mother Mary. Let's have a round of applause for our mother. Okay. So let us begin. I had worked and lived with Father Andrew on several occasions over the years. In the late 1990s, I was a brother, and I was one of Father Andrew's secretaries, working with him, driving him around. And then in recent years, I found myself in the very awkward position of being Father Andrew's religious superior. So I got to get him back for everything he did to me. No, just kidding. And in a very special way, I was able to walk with Father Andrew in his last times as he was getting ready to go home to the house of our Father to meet our Lord. And so I was asked to give a little bit of a talk to honor Father Andrew. And so I've been asking for Father Andrew's intercession. What would you like me to tell everyone? And I felt that if Father Andrew was here, and those of you who knew him, I know many of you here knew him very well, you're going to agree with what I'm about to say. If Father Andrew was here, I can imagine him saying, don't you dare give a talk about me. He was so focused on Jesus and our faith. If you ever met him, if you ever heard him on EWTN, if you ever read any of his books, if you ever had the opportunity to hear him preach here at the Blue Army Shrine, or if you ever had the opportunity to have dinner with him or go to confession to him, he was so focused on God. He was so focused on Jesus. He was, don't you dare give a talk about me. Give a talk about Jesus. Give a talk about Our Lady. And that's what you need to know about Father Andrew. He was so focused, he was so dedicated, and what a great example he was. How blessed we were to have him amongst us as a living example of fidelity, of humility, and so where did it begin for him? Well, what you need to know about Father Andrew, you may have seen his picture, his picture's right here. He looks like a saint, doesn't he? He looks like a saint. He had the Franciscan robe that he would wear, the rosary that was very well worn. He was always praying the rosary, and he had the beard, and he had such a joyful smile, and he had such a loving look in his eyes, didn't he? And where that came from was a great love for God. You know, a great love for God. And he started life in the Bronx. Can imagine, yes, there are even saints who come from the Bronx. And he joined the Capuchin Franciscans as a young age. And believe it or not, the day that he was due to report to the novitiate as a young Capuchin, he was at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. He was a huge baseball fan, and he was there, and as the story goes, there were extra innings, and he was looking at the watch, and he was getting so nervous. He had to leave the game early and catch the last train, and he finally showed up late to the novitiate because he had been at Yankee Stadium watching baseball, and he used to tell the story. He got in there, there was the other young men in a dorm already sleeping, and it was dark, and the father had told him, okay, your bed is just over there to the left, okay? So in the dark, he finds his way and settles in, and it's like, here I am. I'm getting ready to start my vocation as a Franciscan friar. And then he hears one of the other guys in the dark cry out, I want to go home. Remember that? Oh, and that's how it began for him. So as the years went on, Father Andrew really was a very simple and yet profound man. Very simple and yet profound. He had the gift of a great intellect, and he knew the faith really well, which is what helped him to be such a good author, writing his books, and to be such a marvelous host on EWTN. And you would think if you met somebody who was so brilliant and who was a theologian and a spirit, you know, a master of the spiritual life, and who really had all of those gifts, you would think it would be a little intimidating to be around somebody like that, huh? And if you ever spent time with Father Andrew, it was so shocking how simple he was, this brilliant man. He was so simple. He was so simple. And what an example that is, huh? We want to be holy. We want to come close to our Lord. We really want to be close to God. You don't have to be some unusual, impressive person. What does the Bible say? That God resists the proud but draws close to the humble. Draws close to the humble. And so Father Andrew was very unintimidating. He was very simple and very humble. And where that came from, where did that come from? And this is what the main point I'd like to say to you this afternoon is that Father Andrew lived the message of Fatima. He lived it. For him, it wasn't something that was some kind of secret knowledge, some kind of strange, special way that was just there for a select few. For Father Andrew, it was just the simplicity, the authenticity of the message of Fatima, which, as you know, is simply a reminder of our Catholic faith, the reminder of the basic, tried and true gospel of Jesus Christ, the message of Jesus. Jesus is the Savior, and that's what Fatima points us to. And that's why the church approved Fatima and other apparitions such as that, because it had a ring of authenticity. And how beautiful that is, huh? That Father Andrew would say to us that what God wants of each one of us is possible. It's obtainable. So a little bit about that, and then I'll conclude. So the first thing, I want to remind you that 101 years ago, May 13th, 1917, in a little village in the country of Portugal, There were three humble, simple shepherd children who were just leading their sheep to graze in a little area not so different from what we see here. And you can imagine, in the middle of 1917, Europe was struggling with World War I. There was a lot of trials and struggles. People were feeling the effect of what we now would call secularism. This idea that, you know, God, the idea of God is just some kind of old-fashioned, out-of-date, antiquated idea. What did Marx say? The opium for the masses, you know, for weak people who don't know what life is really like. And the advances of technology, the advances of science, so many people were saying, well, in the old days, people would look to their religion or their faith to understand things that they had trouble understanding. But now, because of science, because of technology, because of how advanced we've become, now we know better. Now we know we can explain things. I'm just going to warm my hands on the fire here. This was the world of May 13th, 1917. And in the middle of that darkness, in the middle of that confusion, in the middle of that troubled times, came the Virgin Mary. You remember that account that Sister Lucia told us what happened? So surprising, so unexpected. Here comes the Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. She said, I've come from heaven. She came to remind us that our faith, that our religion, our belief in God is not old-fashioned, is not superstition, is not some kind of antiquated idea that somehow with our technology and science we've left behind. Mary stood as a witness to the truth, the existence of God, that no matter how dark the times get, no matter how confused the culture is, no matter how out of step we are with the times, God exists. God is real, and Jesus is alive. Jesus rose from the dead, and he will come again in glory at the end of time. This was the immediate effect of the arrival of Mary, that God is real. And then she said to them something so important. She said to those children, pray. Pray. Pray the rosary, and in this way, you can obtain the gift of peace in this war-torn times. And the year before, in 1916, when the angels had appeared to the children, do you remember as well, they taught the children how to pray. They gave Jacinta and Francisco their first Holy Communion in one of those apparitions. And in the same thing, when the angel taught them to pray, the angel said, in this way, you can call down peace on your country. I am the angel of Portugal. I am the angel of peace. So the message is shockingly simple. Shockingly simple. God is real. Jesus is alive, and he's inviting us to pray, and prayer will bring peace to the world. And a few moments ago, Dave said that the message of Fatima is as timely now as ever. Do you agree? Do we live in a time that has lost its way? Do we live in a time that thinks, with all of the science and all of the technology and all the advancements of progressive culture, that somehow we need to leave all that old-fashioned stuff behind? Do we live in a time that is desperate for peace? For peace. You know, when you turn on the news and everybody's talking about all of the bad news and all the things that are happening in the world, and there's so much fear about what's happening, what might happen, terrorism, war, tensions, problems. In the middle of all of that is this message. Pray. Pray the rosary, and you will win peace for your world. Pray. A message that is so shockingly simple. Because in the rosary, we pray those Our Fathers and those Hail Marys. But in our mind's eye, in our imagination, we review the life of Jesus. We review the basic story of the Bible, of how Jesus came and he walked this earth. He died on the cross for our sins, and he rose victorious on the third day. He saved us. He saved us. And maybe that's why God is allowing us to struggle as we are. You know, all of our efforts to bring peace apart from God, and we see where that's leading us, huh? We see where that's leading us. So maybe little by little, all of the bad news, all of the struggles, all of the problems, all the difficulties is giving us an opportunity to learn we need God. We can't do this on our own. We can't save ourselves. We can't save the world. We need to turn to Jesus. We need to turn to God. And I am sure, as it is raining right now, that this is what Mary says to us. This is the message of Fatima. This is the message. I want to conclude by talking about something that's a little bit controversial. Is that okay?
Yes.
So hear me out, okay? Before you start throwing rotten tomatoes at me, okay? Hear me out, okay. Now everybody's like, oh, what's he gonna say? Father Andrew experienced a tremendous amount of suffering from his ministry with Fatima. And I think it's important that we all know about that. So you know that wonderful book that Father Andrew wrote on Fatima for today? And you know that there's some controversy surrounding Fatima. Okay, there is a side to Fatima that for some people is a little bit confusing and controversial. There is this question of, I am going to say it, the consecration of Russia and this promise that Mary gave that in the end my Immaculate Heart would triumph and there would be an era of peace. You know about this? And I think that Father Andrew Apostoli is the one, more than anyone else, who really had an insight into this, who really hit the bullseye right in the middle. He really had a gift to clarify all the confusion. And so I wanted to share that with you, especially maybe if you're not familiar. So we know very clearly that Pope John Paul II had made many efforts to fulfill the request of Mary, the consecration of the world, and in a special way, Russia, to her Immaculate Heart. And many, many people who knew him and who knew Sister Lucia have bared testimony that there was a real effort to do this. Remember, he had been shot on this day in 1981, May 13th, and he was recovering in the hospital. And the first thing he asked was, bring me the messages of Fatima. And he read about that, and so we know that in March of 1984, Feast of the Annunciation, Pope John Paul had made this prayer, had invited all the bishops to join him in entrusting and consecrating the world to Immaculate Heart. And we know that Sister Lucia went on record many times saying very clearly, heaven accepted the consecration. Okay? It's an undeniable fact. So Father Andrew's insight for the people who are still buying into conspiracy theories and all the controversy, was this thing done? Wasn't it done? How come this triumph of the Immaculate Heart and the period of peace doesn't seem to have arrived yet? What is going on? What is going on? And very simply, Father Andrew believed, and he wrote about it in his book, that the part of Fatima that is still to be done is for all of us. It's for all of us. All of us. It's not some magical thing that the Pope is going to do. It's now up to each one of us to respond to her message, to live the message of conversion, of prayer, and of asking God for the grace. Right? What the angel told the children and what Mary told the children on the first apparition, May 13th, that if you pray, you will bring down peace if you pray. So the Saturdays, the first Saturdays, that message, that devotion, but more than anything, living our Catholic faith, right? If Fatima is authentic, if any Marian apparition is true or authentic, it's true and authentic because it bears witness to the gospel. The simple, tried and true living of our Catholic faith, following Jesus, taking his message seriously, and making an effort to follow, to do what he taught us. So there's no kind of secret that only a few people can know about. The church has always rejected that kind of an idea. No, the gospel is there for the world. And the gospel is there for everybody, for every country, from any nationality, older, younger. You don't have to be a brilliant theologian to understand this special secret message for God. No. Like Father Andrew, the message of Jesus is simple. Love God with all your heart, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. As God forgives you your sins, so forgive others. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. Blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. It's the gospel. It's simple. It's available for everyone. It's going to Mass. It's receiving Jesus in Holy Communion. It's going to confession and being humble and asking God for his help, for his grace, and for his mercy. And it's the works of mercy. Right? It's the works of mercy, simply living our faith, simply being a good Christian, a good Catholic. That's what it's about. So all of the confusion, all of the controversy, all of that needs to be cleared away so that the very humble, the very simple, important message of Fatima and all of the other apparitions needs to be there clearly. It's a call to conversion. It's a call to humility, and it's a call to live our faith. Now, you know about this book in the Bible called the Book of Revelation? That mysterious and strange and sometimes frightening book at the end of the Bible with beasts and creatures and bowls of wrath and thunder and lightning and trumpets and angels. You know that book of the Bible? Well, when I was in college, I had the opportunity to study that book with one of the greatest biblical theologians, Dr. Scott Hahn. You've heard of him. So he knows Hebrew, he knows Greek, he's read everything ever written about the book of Revelation, and we did a Bible study on that book, and in many ways it reminds us the third secret of Fatima, right? That mysterious vision that seems kind of apocalyptic and kind of intense and strange, and the angel with the flaming sword, and remember what the angel said? Penance, 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 which is the same thing Mary said at Lourdes to Bernadette. When I studied that book, and all of the imagery, and all of the kind of frightening and strange things that you read in that book, and you know, it was so funny, by the end of the Bible study, we'd gone through all of the verses and all of the chapters and everything. Did you know what that book is really about? All of that stuff simply is about the simple message, live your faith. In the midst of the trials and difficulties of your life, in the midst of the confusion of the culture of your time, follow Jesus. Be faithful, pray, live your faith. That's what it's about. And we can say the same thing about Fatima or any other apparition. The message is more important now than ever before. We're being invited to simply live our faith, to simply follow Jesus. And I'm sure that's what Father Andrew would want me to say this day. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you. Let's pray for one another, and peace be with you.